The Moon and the Sun by Everything Shiny, read by Juniper Phoenix. The first sign that something was off was the way Lan Shichen was smiling. Instead of his usual gentle curve of the lips, he was grinning widely, bright and unrestrained. If truth be told, Nia Mingzhu didn't initially pick up on the fact that something was wrong. He was so enraptured by the warmth of those smiles that he didn't want to question them. Jin Guangyao was, as usual, and infuriatingly, quicker on the uptake. "Dage," he said in his sickly sweet voice, "I believe Erga may have had some wine." Nia Mingzhu glared at the empty cups on the low table they knelt around. Lan Shichen had just one, ostensibly for water. It was now empty, but when Nia Mingzhu picked it up to inspect it, he caught the scent of something that definitely wasn't water. "Shichen, did you drink?" Lan Shichen smiled, and now Nia Mingzhu saw how his posture was a little unsteady, his gaze less focused than usual. "My brothers won't condemn me for having a drink, will they?" he pouted and stretched his hands across the table, barely avoiding knocking things over as he reached toward both of them. One hand settled around Nia Mingzhu's wrist, while the other rested over Jin Guanyao's hand, fingers threading between his. "Certainly not, Erga," Jin Guanyao said. "We're just a little surprised." "You know how you get when you drink," Nia Mingzhu said. He immediately regretted the scolding tone. Lan Shichen suddenly looked worried. "Are you upset with me?" "Of course not," Jin Guanyao said. "We're happy you feel comfortable enough to enjoy yourself around us." Which is exactly what Nia Mingzhu had been about to say, and he was angry Jin Guanyao had beaten him to it, and said it much more eloquently than Nia Mingzhu would have, too. The smile that reassurance evoked in Lan Shichen was blinding. It was beautiful. It could have replaced the sun. Less beautiful was how Lan Shichen pulled his hand away from Nia Mingzhu to lean closer to Jin Guanyao. He awkwardly twisted around the corner of the table to bump their shoulders together in what he likely thought was a display of affection. Jin Guanyao was taken by surprise. His small frame was almost overwhelmed by Lan Shichen's greater weight, and he had to throw a hand on the ground to balance himself. But when he recovered himself, his smile was almost as bright as Lan Shichen's, dimples as deep as they went. Nia Mingzhu tossed back another drink. Every time he saw Lan Shichen and Jin Guanyao share a moment of genuine camaraderie, Nia Mingzhu felt, well, he felt complicated. Certainly not jealous. He wasn't simple enough to think he was entitled to all of Lan Shichen's attention. It was simply that he did not trust Jin Guanyao, despite Lan Shichen's insistence that he do so, and he didn't like seeing his dearest friend fall into what Nia Mingzhu was sure must be some kind of trap. Attention returned to Nia Mingzhu soon enough. Lan Shichen's hand fell back on top of his own, and he said, "I do feel comfortable. I like both of you so much." The sunshine smile was trained on Nia Mingzhu now, chasing away all unpleasant feelings. "We like you too, Shichen," Nia Mingzhu replied fondly. "I like you, and I like you," Lan Shichen said to each of them in turn. "And you two should like each other." He suddenly pulled on both Nia Mingzhu's hand and Jin Guanyao's hand, drawing them toward each other across the table. The sudden movement overturned cups and knocked dishes aside. Nia Mingzhu instinctively resisted the manhandling, as did Jin Guanyao. Their hands didn't meet. Lan Shichen went on. "Ah Yao is so smart. And so kind." Nia Mingzhu barely kept himself from snorting. "And Daga is so strong and noble and good." Warmth spread through Nia Mingzhu's chest. No one ever spoke about him like that. "So you two should like each other," Lan Shichen concluded. "You do like each other again, don't you?" "Of course, Erga," Jin Guanyao, ever the talented liar, replied. "Good! I'm so glad!" Lan Shichen suddenly pulled his hands away. "Ah, this feels so nice. I'm going to have more wine. Oh, no, you won't, Niemingzhe said, while Jingguanyao took a more effective approach. He poured some water in Lan Shichen's cup and said, Here you are, Erga. Lan Shichen did not seem to notice that he wasn't drinking wine, which was not a good sign. I think it's time to get Shichen to bed, Niemingzhe said. Agreed, Jingguanyao replied, standing up. Erga, it's time to go to sleep now. Oh, all right. Lan Shichen stood a bit too quickly and stumbled. Niemingzhe rose to catch him. Let's sleep in the same bed. Niemingzhe choked on air. Jingguanyao's soul appeared to briefly depart his body, every muscle frozen in place. We'll all sleep in our own beds, Niemingzhe said after a truly awkward pause. Let's go. With a hand on Lan Shichen's elbow, they stepped into the courtyard of the Unclean Realm, where both sworn brothers were visiting for a few days. Niemingzhe meant to simply guide Lan Shichen or steady him as needed, but Lan Shichen had different ideas. He threw one arm around Niemingzhe's shoulders and leaned into Niemingzhe's chest. They started crossing the courtyard with Lan Shichen practically hanging off of him. With his free hand, Lan Shichen reached toward Jingguanyao's hand. Jingguanyao let him take it with a self-satisfied little smile that Niemingzhe tried not to see. Best not to take Lan Shichen's drunken displays of sentimentality too seriously. Oh, the moon is so beautiful, Lan Shichen shouted. Look at how beautiful the moon is. It's lovely, Erga, Jingguanyao humored him. It's as pretty as Ayao, Lan Shichen exclaimed. Niemingzhe scowled. Erga is too kind, Jingguanyao said carefully. And Daga is the sun. Niemingzhe didn't know where that had come from. He snorted and said without thinking, You're the sun. Lan Shichen gasped with so much delight one would think he'd just received an award. Mingzhe, he shouted, and suddenly Niemingzhe was tackled in a hug that nearly knocked him off his feet. Niemingzhe hesitated for a moment before returning the embrace. There was no harm in humoring his drunk friend's affection. It wasn't at all fitting for two sect leaders, but there was no one around to see them, the rest of the Unclean Realm already in their beds. And Lan Shichen was warm and strong, smelling of his calming scent of sandalwood. And Niemingzhe let himself think for a split second that he loved this man. He didn't let himself investigate that thought, didn't think about what type of love that might be. Lan Shichen broke away from the hug and stepped back. Niemingzhe found himself catching the gaze of Jingguanyao, who watched with narrowed eyes. It was probably his imagination that he looked jealous, but it was a satisfying thought. Suddenly there was a heavy weight on Niemingzhe's back. Arms snaked around his neck, and Lan Shichen's voice said in his ear, Carry me! Jingguanyao's eyes widened, and a hand rose to cover a mouth on the verge of breaking into undignified laughter. Shichen, you can walk. I don't want to walk. Carry me. You're a grown man. And you're a strong man. Carry me. Erga has made his demands clear, Daga, Jingguanyao said pleasantly. You shut up, Niemingzhe said. Carry him too, Lan Shichen said. You expect me to carry two grown men? Niemingzhe grumbled, starting across the courtyard. The sooner they got Lan Shichen to bed, the better. Yes, you're so strong, and your arms are free. Lan Shichen tightened his arms and legs around Niemingzhe's body, briefly choking him. A snicker sounded from next to Niemingzhe. When he looked at Jingguanyao, he again had his hand demurely in front of his laughing mouth. You think this is funny? Well, objectively. Yeah! Put me down! Erga has made his demands clear, Niemingzhe said as he scooped up Jingguanyao in both arms. He didn't know what possessed him to do that, except that it was hilarious to see the poised and proper Lian Fangzun flail his arms and legs around as he squawked in surprise. The stupid hat fell off the back of his head and dangled around his throat by its strap, making the picture even better. Niemingzhui's eyes caught Jing Guanyao's topknot. It was the same style he had worn before, the Nia braids he had been given back when he had been Meng Yao. But of course, that couldn't mean anything. It was just the hairstyle he was used to wearing, nothing more.
Yay!
Lan Shichen exclaimed from his back. He lowered one hand to clasp Jing Guanyao's hand. Then he rested his cheek against Nia Mingzhui's and said, "Isn't this nice? The three of us like this?" Nia Mingzhui was about to say some placating lie about how it was all very nice, but his words caught in his throat. He had nowhere to look other than at Jing Guanyao, and he found that Jing Guanyao was staring back at him. Or he may have been staring at Lan Shichen. That was much more likely, and their faces were so near that it was hard to tell. Either way, Jing Guanyao's eyes were widened, and his expression seemed frightened, perhaps? No, not that. Something entirely unreadable. His chest rose and fell slowly, as though trying to calm himself, and Nia Mingzhui was suddenly extremely aware of the weight of his body draped bridal style across his arms. He was equally aware of every point where Lan Shichen was plastered across his back. Their two scents mingled, their breaths both sounded in his ears. Nia Mingzhui stood in a cocoon made of his sworn brothers, the warmth from both their bodies making him flushed. He stared down at Jing Guanyao, who looked like Meng Yao again, vermilion dot barely visible in the darkness, eyes guileless as they had been in the earliest days of their acquaintance. He stared at Meng Yao, and Meng Yao stared back. They looked at each other while Lan Shichen nuzzled his cheek against Nia Mingzhui's and brushed his thumb across Jing Guanyao's knuckles, and Nia Mingzhui felt his breath catch. He felt as though he were suspended, suspended in time, the next second a complete unknown, and suspended in space, weightless, equally likely to rise or fall. Then he cleared his throat and gruffly said, "It's nice enough, but I can't move while carrying two people." He gently lowered Jing Guanyao to his feet. Jing Guanyao straightened his clothes and adjusted his hat, and Meng Yao was gone. Of course, Meng Yao, as Nia Mingzhui knew him, had been gone for a long time. "You too, Shichen. You can walk on your own 2 feet." Jing Guanyao held out his hand for Lan Shichen to help him slide off of Nia Mingzhui's back. Then Nia Mingzhui led him through the unclean realm toward the guest quarters. The whole way, Lan Shichen loudly exclaimed at the virtues of Nia Mingzhui, Jing Guanyao, and the moon in a repeating cycle. They finally arrived at his room, helped him remove his boots and his guan, and made sure he drank several cups of water. After rebuffing another invitation to sleep in the same bed, Nia Mingzhui and Jing Guanyao were ready to leave him to his sleep. Lan Shichen surged to his feet one last time and wrapped them both in a hug. Nia Mingzhui and Jing Guanyao were uncomfortably shoved together, reluctantly enduring the embrace for Lan Shichen's sake. "I love both of you so much," Lan Shichen said into the space between their heads, and he sounded calmer than he had all evening. If it weren't for the excessive sincerity of his words, Nia Mingzhui would think he had sobered up. "I love both of you. I need both of you. I know you two haven't truly reconciled, but try, please. I know you won't regret it." Nia Mingzhui swallowed past a lump in his throat as Jing Guanyao said, "Thank you, Erica. It's time to get some rest now." "We'll both be here in the morning," Nia Mingzhui said, a little nonsensically, to avoid directly answering him. He couldn't bring himself to outright deny Lan Shichen, but he also couldn't bring himself to lie. They saw Lan Shichen to bed and blew out the candles. Nia Mingzhui slid the door closed as they left. The night now felt too quiet without Lan Shichen's drunk babbling, and the silence made Nia Mingzhui far too aware of Jing Guanyao's presence next to him. When he looked up, he saw that Jing Guanyao was staring at the closed door, mind evidently still on Lan Shichen's parting words. "He's far too good for both of us," Nia Mingzhui said. "He certainly is," Jing Guanyao agreed. Then Jing Guanyao pulled his gaze away from Lan Shichen's door and gave Ni Mingzhui a pleasant smile, the same smile he plastered on for any number of formal occasions. Ni Mingzhui realized for the first time that this smile must be fake, and it almost offended Ni Mingzhui to see it. But in spite of having been in Ni Mingzhui's arms minutes ago, or perhaps because of it, Jin Guanyao apparently thought it best to fall back on formality. He bowed to Ni Mingzhui and said, "Good night, Daga." "Good night," Ni Mingzhui replied, giving a short bow in return, and watched Jin Guanyao turn his back on him and walk away. He thought about Lan Shichen's words, and about the braids on Jin Guanyao's head, and how Jin Guanyao was so very different now from the man Meng Yao had been. And Ni Mingzhui whispered under his breath, "Good night, Ayao." The end.